Are you someone looking to build yourself up, to pivot, to make a leap from where you are currently now? Welcome to the Grace, Grit, and Glow podcast, a podcast about innovation, empowerment, leadership, and showing off your light to the world and making it happen. Join beautypreneur Nikki Tang as she shares insights on becoming your best version through her own story, her experiences, and her core values. Give it up for the show host, Nikki Tang.
Are you dreaming of being at the helm of a beauty business someday? Learning to build and create your own beauty business is not an easy task to set your toes on. If you think this industry is far easier than other industries, hold your horses, because soon you'll be able to find out that it isn't. It goes beyond having great products or services. However, it is important to acknowledge that before you venture into any industry for that matter, there are a few other qualities you may want to focus on first, especially on your personal side, to be able to lead the beauty company that you envision having someday. Everything starts with you. Are you excited about the episode today? Well, I am. Hello, this is Nikita, your host for the Grace, Grit, and Glow podcast. I'm excited to let you into my world of beauty entrepreneurship, which is really my passion. One of my advocacy is mentoring young entrepreneurs, especially women. It's my way of giving back. It is one of the reasons why I joined the Women's Business Council, because its advocacy aligns with my purpose, inspiring and empowering women. As an advocacy group, it is an active force in looking for solutions to the challenges women in leadership and women in business generally face in the conduct of their business. Further, it seeks to promote women-led and women-owned enterprises through networking and through the use of technology. Who knows, after listening to this episode, you may be inspired to be part of the beauty industry. You might be the next big thing in the beauty business. Just thinking about it, I am getting excited. It's one to promote inclusivity, which is a vital aspect of leadership in the beauty industry. Let's get started. Perhaps you may be wondering if leadership in the beauty industry is different from any other industry, right? I'm sure this has crossed your mind. As a beauty entrepreneur, I feel that being a leader in this industry, we have a unique platform to influence perceptions of beauty, promote inclusivity, and drive positive change. Being in this industry for quite some time, I know fully well that the prevalent leadership styles are charismatic and transformational, especially when led by women. Although the concept of leadership is the same across all industries, there is something unique about leaders in the beauty industry that sets them apart. I think I can best describe the difference with these two words, power and beauty. Other industries would dwell on the old economic paradigm of power and influence, but for me, the soul of the new economy is beauty. Leaders in the beauty industry focus on the soul of the new economy, emphasizing beauty as a driving force rather than just power and influence. Power may inspire the mind of a leader, but it is beauty that inspires their souls. Power helps get things done, but it is beauty that grips the imagination and inspires what needs to be done. While power is essential in leadership, beauty in the context of the beauty industry goes beyond mere aesthetics. It touches the imagination and inspires creativity in shaping the industry's direction. This perspective makes for an intriguing and thought-provoking analysis of the qualities that set beauty industry leaders apart. Now, how does a beauty industry leader set herself apart? Oh, by the way, I'm not biased about the male gender when I said set herself apart. I have no problem with men taking over the helm of a beauty business. What I'm saying is that this is also applicable to them. The beauty industry is not exclusive to the female gender. As I said, I am all for inclusivity and gender equality here. I think the number one trait or characteristic of a beauty industry leader is passion. In order to show that you are worthy of leadership, you must show passion for what you're doing. Believe in yourself first of all, and when you have that confidence, you will inspire others to believe in you. No one likes someone leading them who isn't 110% in the game. Walk the talk, show off your skills, and love what you do. Second is that leaders in the beauty industry have a distinctive perspective on the significance of beauty, and this belief in the power of beauty is a driving force behind their passion and commitment to their work. This is what makes me excited to get up every day and do this work. Excitement that these leaders experience every day stems from the realization that beauty has a profound impact on people's emotions and well-being. Isn't it true that when individuals encounter something beautiful, it often evokes positive feelings and a sense of joy? Beauty has the unique ability to uplift moods, inspire, and create a sense of pleasure. In the context of the beauty industry, this feel-good aspect becomes even more pronounced. As leaders witness the transformative effects of beauty products and services on their customers, they become motivated to continue their efforts. Their work becomes more than just a business endeavor. It becomes a means of enhancing people's lives and fostering happiness. As leaders in the beauty industry, they understand that their work goes beyond mere cosmetics or aesthetics. It becomes a conduit for promoting positivity, self-expression, and emotional well-being. This sense of purpose and impact is what fuels their determination to continue contributing to the industry and making a difference in people's lives. Then, that leader possesses the drive that will push their organization to success. They go out there and pursue things not only for themselves, but for their organization. They stop at nothing to pursue their dream. In this industry, you're the one person that is always going to look out for yourself. Just look at some beauty industry leaders and read their stories. Where they are today is a result of them being driven. Leaders in the beauty industry possess excellent communication skills, enabling them to connect effectively with consumers. While some brands may struggle to leave a lasting impression, beauty industry leaders handle this challenge adeptly. Their success stems from a profound understanding of their product's efficacy and a strong emphasis on brand positioning. By communicating through the lens of beauty and touch, they foster empathy and create meaningful connections, allowing consumers to resonate with experiential aspects of the products. For example, product positioning can be communicated by challenging existing ideas. Let's consider anti-aging products. They entered the market and challenged the existing idea of age as a downside to women's beauty. Instead, they approached the idea of healthy aging to project that growing old is natural. They did intensive research into customer insights and were empathetic to their needs. They're not just selling a product, but an attainable aspiration that aging women could be associated with aging gracefully. They are creative. Actually, famous leaders in any industry are creative. They problem solve and seek innovation using their creative powers. However, in the beauty industry, it is even more important for you to be creative compared to other industries. To become a leader, you must set yourself apart, and the way to do that means coming up with new ideas, trends, and techniques to place yourself at the top. When we are creative, we think outside the box. We challenge the status quo, disrupting the industry even. Leaders in the beauty industry are often the ones who give back. They are generous. They set the profit motive in the service of a higher purpose, which is putting the quest for beauty back into the mainstream of human consciousness. Being in the beauty industry, they are immersed in having a sense of empathy, meaning, and purposeful connection that addresses a deeper need that the world longs for and deserves. Wow, this is just incredible. Can you feel how passionately I feel about the beauty industry when I describe its leaders? Every word I spoke earlier truly came straight from my heart. I'm completely enamored with this industry, and I can't help but be captivated by the amazing work of beauty industry leaders. Are you now ready to step into becoming a beauty entrepreneur and help shape the future of the beauty industry? A beauty entrepreneur covers a wide scope of roles, You can be an executive at a cosmetic company, a salon and spa owner. You can be in the medical profession of aesthetics and have a dermal clinic. You can be a professional makeup artist or a beauty influencer on social media, and so many more. So where do you start? Identify your current goals and build a plan around them. Ask yourself practical questions such as, what problem or consumer challenge will I be solving if I decide to become a beauty entrepreneur? Most successful beauty products and entrepreneurs solve a problem for their target audience and customers. So, really narrowing your focus to what your end goal is will help you get on the path to that first step. Take the first step. Now that you have identified your goals, the next thing you need to look at are the answers to some questions. Will you need further training? Do you really know the market? What about licensing and financing? Will it be a brick and mortar business? You also need to bear in mind that your goals may change down the road. True entrepreneurs are flexible by necessity. Check out your competition. What do you need in order to stand out from the rest? Entrepreneurship isn't just about inventing the next big thing. It's also about improving upon what's already there. Industry disruptors often create new and better versions of the status quo. Stay in the know about beauty trends. Whatever niche in the beauty industry you're considering a career in, never stop learning about the latest trends in the beauty industry. Why? Because when you achieve your initial goals as a beauty entrepreneur, the industry is constantly evolving. One of the main philosophies of a beauty entrepreneur is a willingness to adapt and innovate. The beauty industry is vast and fiercely competitive, even for the most seasoned entrepreneurs. However, possessing the qualities represented by the pillars of this podcast, grace, grit, and glow, leaves no doubt that success awaits you in the beauty business. You have all it takes to be a thriving beauty entrepreneur and a leader in this dynamic industry. So, embrace your expertise fearlessly and demonstrate to your clients that their needs are your top priority. With the right approach, you can build a flourishing beauty business and establish yourself as a trusted leader in your field. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. All the best, Nikki. It's been a pleasure sharing my thoughts with you today. I hope this episode gave you a fresh perspective or an aha moment. Remember, we're all capable of achieving great things, and I'm here to cheer you on. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you in the next episode.